Cambridge Preliminary English Test for Schools 1 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test for Schools. Test number 1. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which dish did Mark cook in the competition?
So you've won the Teenage Chef competition, Mark. Congratulations.
Thanks. In the competition, you choose whether to cook a meat, fish, or vegetarian dish. Then you're judged on the taste and how attractive it looks. I couldn't decide between fish and vegetables. I've never been brilliant at meat dishes. Then I found the judge was an expert in cooking fish, which worried me. So I went for my other choice and won.
Now listen again.
So you've won the Teenage Chef competition, Mark. Congratulations.
Thanks. In the competition, you choose whether to cook a meat, fish, or vegetarian dish. Then you're judged on the taste and how attractive it looks. I couldn't decide between fish and vegetables. I've never been brilliant at meat dishes. Then I found the judge was an expert in cooking fish, which worried me. So I went for my other choice and won.
Two. Where is the girl's book now?
Excuse me, I think I left my book on this table. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes. I took it inside with the empty glass when I cleared the table. I gave it to the manager who put it with the other lost property. He keeps it all in the drawer of his desk.
I see. Where is he now?
He's on the phone inside the cafe. Why don't you go inside? He'll be finished in a minute.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I think I left my book on this table. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes. I took it inside with the empty glass when I cleared the table. I gave it to the manager who put it with the other lost property. He keeps it all in the drawer of his desk.
I see. Where is he now?
He's on the phone inside the cafe. Why don't you go inside? He'll be finished in a minute.
Three. Who lives with Josh in his house?
Does your house seem empty now your sister's left home, Josh?
Not really. My grandmother's moved into her room and she doesn't go out much. It's really nice having her there because my dad never comes home until later. And if my mum's out for the evening, Grandma cooks supper for me.
Now listen again.
Does your house seem empty now your sister's left home, Josh?
Not really. My grandmother's moved into her room and she doesn't go out much. It's really nice having her there because my dad never comes home until later. And if my mum's out for the evening, Grandma cooks supper for me.
Four. What will the girl take with her on holiday?
Have you packed for your holiday?
No, I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken, so I need something new to put all my stuff in. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a backpack. You can carry more that way.
Yes, I thought about one of those, but good quality ones are expensive. I'll get one of those big sports bags, you know, one you can pull along. They don't cost much, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn.
Now listen again.
Have you packed for your holiday?
No, I need to go shopping before I can do that. Last holiday, my suitcase handle got broken, so I need something new to put all my stuff in. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a backpack. You can carry more that way.
Yes, I thought about one of those, but good quality ones are expensive. I'll get one of those big sports bags, you know, one you can pull along. They don't cost much, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn.
Five. What time will the train to Manchester leave?
The train arriving at Platform 6 is the 11:45 from Manchester. The train due to arrive at Platform 4 in approximately 5 minutes is the delayed 11:30 train to Manchester. The train will now depart at 11:50 and travel non-stop. We apologise to passengers for the delay. Refreshments will not be available on this train.
Now listen again.
The train arriving at Platform 6 is the 11:45 from Manchester. The train due to arrive at Platform 4 in approximately 5 minutes is the delayed 11:30 train to Manchester. The train will now depart at 11:50 and travel non-stop. We apologise to passengers for the delay. Refreshments will not be available on this train.
Six. Where will the friends meet?
Hi, it's Kimberly. I got your message and I'd love to go to the movies. There's a film called Spy Game or a comedy. I don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or I know, at the burger bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in, or we could meet at the bus station.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't be near the station. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
Okay.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Kimberly. I got your message and I'd love to go to the movies. There's a film called Spy Game or a comedy. I don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or I know, at the burger bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in, or we could meet at the bus station.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't be near the station. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
Okay.
7. Which sport will the boy do soon at the centre?
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes. It's brilliant. There are 2 indoor pools, one for underwater diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take water skiing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
Now listen again.
Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh, yes. It's brilliant. There are 2 indoor pools, one for underwater diving and one for swimming. And you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
That's what I'm doing there next weekend, actually. I was hoping to take water skiing lessons, but the leaflet says they're not starting those until next year.
That is the end of part 1.